This is your weekly recipe of local flavours.
Welcome to the Food and Drink Show on Stray FM with the Dunsforth. Escape to the country for some classically modern cooking.
Yes, indeed, what that lady said. Welcome. Hello, Will Smith here, and thank you for pressing download, and thank you for choosing to download the Food and Drink Show podcast from Stray FM. I hope you guys find it useful and entertaining, and we've got so much for you on this podcast. So sit tight, strap yourself in. We're talking gin, of course, with the Slingsby's Gin Drink of the Week. And we're at Bodega in Harrogate. Lots of people keep saying to me around town, well, you've got to try Bodega. We're going to tell you all about their different types of meat. There's 15 different types of meat. We're going to tell you all about them and all about their cocktails. It's going to make you want a visit. I just know it. That's coming up a little bit later on tonight. The Harrogate Hospitality and Tourism Awards are very, very soon. Love the Hospitality and Tourism Awards in Harrogate. Great night. And we're going to have an update from David and Simon, who organised the awards. We're going to visit Stanley's Coffee House in Knaresborough. Now, when I say Stanley's Coffee House, you might not know exactly where it is. When I say Barker and Stonehouse on the Knaresborough Retail Park, I reckon you might know where that is, okay? So there's a lovely coffee shop within Barker and Stonehouse. It's called Stanley's Coffee Shop, and we're going to tell you all about it. And right now, opening the show, one of my mates, a lady who I love welcoming onto this show every single week, Steph Moon. And Steph's been out and about picking wild garlic. Let's welcome her onto the Feed and Drink podcast.
Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's time to welcome Steph Moon into the studio. Good
evening, Will.
And happy spring to you, Steph. Lovely to see the lambs in the fields. And of course, right now, it's light outside, which we've not done a show when it's been light before.
No, it's nice to drive in sunlight.
Exactly. I drove home in the sunlight the other night, and it was really nice to actually see the countryside. Okay, so we're moving into spring, change of season, and what are we cooking tonight?
Well, this is probably the most seasonal thing I think we've ever done, Will.
Okay.
This is using wild garlic, which is absolutely in abundance all around. You walk down by the river in Knaresborough, there's fields of it. It's everywhere. Up at my parents' farm, it's growing up there. There's a lot of it around. And it's free, which is always good. So what you're looking for, if you've never picked wild garlic before, there's a couple of things you need to remember. First thing is, always pick wild garlic away from the streams or the becks or the rivers, because there's a danger that animals could have been feeding in there.
Indeed,
or whatever.
Yes.
And away from the dog walking part of the world.
Oh, of course,
which is
yes.
Pretty important. Mm-hmm. But we're looking for big green leaves, great big swathes of green pointed at the top. They have white flowers that are coming into flower now, and they're lovely tender shoots. That's what we're looking for. If you're not sure what a wild garlic shoot looks like, you can have a look on the internet.
Google.
I write a blog called The Wild Cook's Blog, and there's loads of wild stuff in there.
And where would we find that, Steph?
Yeah, on the internet, wildcooksblog.co.uk.
Wildcooksblog.co.uk.
Yeah,
okay.
So have a look at that. There's tips on how to find it. But if you're not sure, you grab a leaf, you rub it together like so with your hands and have a sniff. And if it smells like garlic, that's the stuff.
Okay, so we've been out, we've picked the wild garlic by the River Nid in Knaresborough, and we bring it back to the kitchen. And do we have to wash it or?
Yeah, you want to wash it. Yeah. You want to make sure there's no anything on there. Yeah, wash it, drain it, pat it dry. And then what I've done, I've made two dishes for us here today.
I'm so excited about this. Honestly, this looks absolutely amazing.
We have got here, this is just some pasta mixed with chicken and bacon.
One of my faves.
Yep. And I've got here some homemade wild garlic pesto.
Oh, lovely.
Which is a nice one. So you basically mix it in with the pasta, in with the... you could put parmesan in there, in the pesto. We've got a little bit of parmesan. We've got loads of wild garlic.
Oh, I can smell that now you're mixing it in.
It's quite strong, but actually not when you eat it. I know that the smell is there, but it's subtle.
Yeah.
We've got this lovely bright green pesto. Just all you need to do is take pine nuts, or I've used almonds actually, blanched almonds. Blend them down with some wild garlic, some oil. I used Yorkshire rapeseed oil. and a little bit of salt, a little bit of lemon juice, and you make a wild garlic pesto. So, you know, it's lovely. It's bright, it's sunshiny, and it's springtime.
It's perfect for sitting outside and...
Why not serve that? We've got here a little tear and share wild garlic bread. So you can put wild garlic in so much stuff. You can put it in mash, Will. You can make your own soup with it. You can make bread. You can make wild garlic butter. You can stick it in your pesto, in your everything. It's lovely
and
stuff.
And it's absolutely fantastic, but unfortunately your breath just doesn't... Yeah. If you're on a date or anything, then it's not...
It's not the thing to wear if you're on a date, Will. No. Yeah. No, no kissing tonight, no. Will. Okay.
Shall we tuck into this then, shall we?
So a little bit of garlic bread and then a little bit of this pasta with a crispy, smoky bacon. That's lovely.
And perfect for just sitting out in the garden in summer.
Yeah, and it's free and it's... I think it's a great... If you're into foraging, it's a great thing to do. If you've never foraged before, it's a really easy one to start with because you can't mistake it because that smell of garlic is there. You know.
And it's also good for getting rid of like colds and stuff, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
well?
Yeah, yeah. Very healthy. Really, really good stuff. So we're going local tonight, Will. It's all about local free food.
We love local, don't we? Yeah. Always try and shop and keep it local as local as possible.
Yeah.
Well, Steph, thank you very much for that. And just remind us of that blog again, please.
So yeah, it's called the Wild Cooks Blog.
And excuse me whilst eating fun. On with the show this evening here at Stray FM.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stray FM.
Oh, I love her so much. I love inviting Steph Moon on the show every single week with her Flavours of the Week. What Steph Moon doesn't know about food and drink, quite frankly, isn't worth knowing. Hello. Thank you for downloading the Food and Drink podcast. It's Will Smith and this is from Stray FM. I do the Home Time Show on Stray FM weekday afternoons from 2 o'clock and love food and drink. And that's why I do the Food and Drink podcast. Now, have you ever been to Stanley's Coffee House? It's based within Barker and Stonehouse on the Knaresborough Retail Park. Well worth a visit. And Tom Harland took a trip along for us.
Stanley's Coffee House at Barker and Stonehouse on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
I was just sitting up in my tree, in my tree, in my tree, I saw a beautiful...
Really excited to welcome to the studio Matthew from Stanley's Coffee House and Kitchen, which is based at Barker and Stonehouse in Knaresborough. Thanks for joining us, Matthew.
It's good to be here, thanks very much.
Now, Matthew, this is a fairly unique arrangement, this, because Stanley's is an independently run and owned and operated cafe.
Yeah, that's right.
Kitchen, coffee house. Yeah. Within Barker and Stonehouse, how did this come about? How did you get that relationship going?
Well, Barker and Stonehouse, as listeners may know, it's a third generation business. They have 9 stores throughout the UK, and a friend of ours runs the restaurant at their Teesside operation. And my wife and I, that run Stanley's, we've known Dale Chadwick, who runs the operation at Teesside, for a number of years. And he put us forward as someone that could operate a nice operation at Knaresborough. Very much in line with what Barker and Stonehouse do. They sell really nice furniture, they do it really well, and they wanted something to add to the offering to the customers, and that's how we got there.
And you're no stranger to this area, are you? Because you've run establishments in Wetherby, I think, haven't you?
Yeah. We back in 2011, we opened a restaurant / coffee house in the middle of Wetherby called Wellington's of Wetherby, which we operated right in the marketplace at Wetherby. And built up a really strong clientele there, a lot of which we're seeing back at Stanley's.
Well, that's great. People follow good food, don't they?
Good coffees. Think so. Yep.
It is a unique place to be. It's a unique place to eat, a unique place for a cup of coffee. And part of that is because the furniture within your coffee shop is, I'm right in thinking, all available to buy at Barker and Stonehouse, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah. It's quite interesting, really. We see lots of couples sat there at tables having a cup of coffee and then they go away and buy the chairs they were sat on or buy the table they were sat on. And even the light fittings that are above them. It's really, really interesting. As I say, the ethos is that it's an extension of the retail experience and it's their sales floor.
We started this chat, Matthew, with a bit of music that sounds like it's being played from a gramophone, and I did that deliberately because that's part of the style of Stanley's as well. It's quite classic, it's quite British in the sense that you've got a gramophone where you can pick records, haven't you?
Yeah, we put a gramophone in there and we've got about 100 vinyls ranging from the 1940s right through to modern time, the ABBAs, all sorts of bits and pieces that customers come and they even bring their own. You know, lots of people have vinyls at home, but nothing to play it on.
Oh, really?
So they actually bring their own vinyls, put them on our gramophone and sit and have a cup of coffee, a bit of cake, and listen to it. It's really, you know, as an independent, it's great that we can do that.
Yeah, lovely relationship, way of building relationship with customers, isn't it?
Yeah, we're really into interacting with the customer, giving them the good experience, and I say, adding to the whole retail experience of a really nice furniture store, which Barker & Stonehouse is.
So you mentioned cake during that, and I feel like it's important cake. Because yourself and your wife, Helen, who runs Stanley's, Helen is a really well-trained pastry chef, I believe, isn't she?
Well, yeah, as they say, Tom, that behind every good man is a really good woman. Yeah. Helen's really the driver behind the business. She's an absolutely fantastic pastry chef, worked in many Michelin star places, and she brings her own unique style, and we probably have between 10 and 15 fresh cakes on every day, ranging from the classic of Victoria sandwich cake through to chocolate button cakes, Rocky Road, Tiffin. And I believe, Tom, you've experienced some of them yourself.
Oh, I have. Yes. I've been in once or twice, haven't I, Matthew?
You have, yeah. we've seen you in the corner with the vinyl.
Yeah. And I can heartily recommend Helen's cakes. Matthew, you resist these cakes, don't you?
Yeah, I, you know, as built like a racing snake, as you can see, Tom. It is strange. I mean, obviously, we bake everything in store. Everything's homemade. But no, it's not something that I really buy into. I'm more of the savoury sort of thing, Tom.
Well, I can tell you something. You're missing out, Matthew, because Helen's skills are something to behold. And I highly recommend, if you're passing Knaresborough, even if you're popping in just to go to one of the other shops within the St. James Retail Park, pop into Barker & Stonehouse, pop into Stanley's for a cake and a cup of coffee. Because the coffee, I'm not a coffee drinker myself, but I'm told the coffee is outstanding as well.
Yeah, I think we've always got to have an identity, and coffee and cake is what we're doing. Well, we do lots and lots of savouries, as you know, Tom, on the menu. We really pride ourselves on our coffee and our cake, and our coffee is from a very small independent supplier based in Darlington called Railtown Coffee. And we put a lot of effort into sourcing that, making it, making sure the milk is right, because coffee is now part of the British culture, very much so.
It's become an experience almost, a good cup of coffee, hasn't it? It's not, when I was a child and you went to a cafe, you often got a coffee in a mug and you had two choices, it was black or it was white. Nowadays, it's an art form almost, isn't it?
Oh, very much so. I make a lot of the coffees and I get my training from our supplier, and we're forever practicing and upping our skills with the type of milk that we use, the different sorts of coffees that we make, whether that's be a cappuccino, a macchiato, a panna crema. And it's really interesting to talk to people, and they have a real interest in it. And we sell a lot of the retail pack as well. Whilst we make the coffee that people drink within the coffee house, we sell the retail pack that has the coffee as well.
So this is great, right? You can go for a visit to Stanley's, you can have a coffee and take some home with you to make at home. You can sit on a lovely chair and take one of those home to sit on while you have your coffee. Yeah, are you almost going to do yourself out of business here, Matthew, I think?
Yeah, but then also, yes, we might well. You might well take it all home.
Do the whole experience in my house.
As you quite rightly said, Tom, it's the experience of visiting
Stanley's. Absolutely. Yes, indeed. And the welcome you get from Matthew and the team is second to none. There's loads of other great stuff on the menu as well. And we've just got to give a little mention, I think, to Matthew's posh mushrooms, which is exactly what it sounds. It's not a euphemism. Matthew's posh mushrooms on homemade toast, I believe, as well.
Yeah, it's a really, really simple dish. And what we try and do is not get too complicated with the menu. And I think posh mushrooms probably signifies exactly what we do. We take a really basic product, make it really tasty, add one or two little things. There's a little bit of white wine in there, a little bit of cream. We slice the posh mushrooms and then we put them on some nice toast. And it's a really, really tasty dish that is proving one of our most popular dishes.
It is very, very good. Now, Matthew, you've got the official launch of Stanley's coming up fairly soon, haven't you? So we're gonna come along and cover that for the Food and Drink Show, which will be fantastic.
Yeah, towards the end of April, we're hoping to have a launch evening where we're going to invite people like yourself to come along, some friends, some really good customers, some members of the Barker & Stonehouse team, and just get them to introduce them to what we want to do at Stanley's. And it's all about the product, the service, and the whole experience. Again, adding to what we feel is a fantastic experience throughout the Barker and Stonehouse journey.
It is an exciting place, and if you've never been to Barker and Stonehouse, particularly Barker and Stonehouse in Knaresborough, I encourage you to go have a coffee. Have a wander round as well, because actually the furniture is extraordinary in many instances. Matthew, it's been fantastic getting an introduction to Stanley's. We are going to get to know you better on the Food and Drink Show over the coming months, and we're looking forward to that launch at the end of April.
Great, thanks Tom, it's been great being here, and look forward to seeing all your listeners at Stanley's at some point.
Do get down there, go now.
Stanley's Coffee House at Barker and Stonehouse on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Definitely going to be calling into Stanley's Coffee House very, very soon. Thank you to Tom for that one. It's Will Smith on the Yorkshire Food and Drink podcast from Stray FM, and one of my favourite nights of last year. And we do have quite a lot of nights out at Stray FM, you may have noticed, was our night out to the Harrogate Hospitality and Tourism Awards back for 2016. It's going to be on at the Royal Hall. A lot of the hospitality industry from Harrogate in the Royal Hall, a lot of entertainment and a lot of wine. It's a fun night. And David and Simon organised the night, and Beth caught up with them.
Okay, so today, from Destination Harrogate, I have two lovely gentlemen in the studio. Simon Cotton, the Cedar Court General Manager. Hello.
Hello.
And David Ritson, the Old Swan General Manager.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Welcome to the team.
Oh, thanks.
Yes. Welcome, Beth.
I'm on week two, and I've been welcomed.
You're doing well so far, Beth. You're doing well.
Now, both of you are part of Destination Harrogate. David, you are the chairman, and Simon, you are the vice chairman or past chairman. We've had these titles filled out.
Yes.
Do you want to tell me a bit about what Destination Harrogate is?
Of course, yeah. Well, as current chairman, Simon's been in Harrogate longer than I have. I've been in Harrogate 9 years. You've been?
Oh, 12 years.
12 years, yeah. So hence the...
The Cedar Court, anyway, yeah.
Hence the oldie worldie yeah. Past chairman title. But,
it's like a Harrogate competition.
It is, length of service. But Destination Harrogate is essentially an organisation representing the hotels, the 3 and 4 star hotels in Harrogate. And we work together with all of the town's agencies, such as Visit Harrogate and destinations like the Harrogate International Centre, the Yorkshire Event Centre, to bring business into Harrogate. And generally just spread the love around Harrogate on behalf of the hotels. Yeah, so we provide complimentary rooms for people who want to come into Harrogate and visit one of the centres I've mentioned already, together just with the greater good of Harrogate in mind, really.
Yeah, I think we recognise, I mean, week in, week out, we're competitors of each other, you know.
You seem like great friends.
Well, we are. We've become great friends over the years. But it's, you know, we are competitors. All of the hotels obviously compete for business. But we also recognise that working together... to bring big events into the town is for a better cause that we all benefit from that.
For the greater good.
Well, it is that sort of thing, you know, without sort of using nicking those lines, but for the greater good. Mm. Yarp.
And it helps customers, you know, customers want one point of contact. So if they've got a big event that they're bringing, you know, 400 or 500 rooms into Harrogate to go to one of the conference centres, mm-hmm. then it helps if they've got somebody they can work with to try and help them get the rooms and organise that side.
And so what are there any sort of big events that spring to mind where you think Destination Harrogate is key for that event that happens here?
Oh, there's a whole host. I mean, there's the longest standing exhibition in town is the Christmas and Gift Fair in January every year. It's been coming to this town for over 60 years. And, you know, we work closely with the organisers of that and, as David said, directly with the Harrogate International Centre to ensure that there's enough rooms for them, you know, when they have their show in town. Otherwise, if they sort of rocked up in town and, the rooms have been booked out and we'd sold them to holidaymakers or another conference or something, mm-hmm. you know, then that would affect their show, you know. But it's obviously to meet people like Great Yorkshire Show to ensure there's rooms for them as well, you know, at the YEC and the showground, you know. Gift fair in July, there's all sorts of conference, you know, all year round, the floor show, the bridal show, the, you know, all the big shows that come into town. Obviously we're at the sharp end, and then also working with, I say, the big players to attract new business to the town, as David said. So it's that somebody new walks into town, they don't want to be dealing with, you know, two dozen people, they want one central contact. So we help sort of try and pull things together and coordinate those and help win business for the town, really.
And in Harrogate District, tourism is one of the largest industries in this area. So mm-hmm. essentially, we all have to work together, otherwise that wouldn't happen.
I think the other critical bit of why Destination Harrogate exists, we exist to champion and promote what's good and great about the industry and challenge each other to raise standards, basically. So if we all just were working on our own and sort of head in the sand and not talking to each other, you know, somebody might be fantastic, but somebody might be awful at the other end. Whereas when you're part of an association and you sit round a table regularly and get together every sort of 5 or 6 weeks like we do, you know, if there was one hotel that was really letting the side down, you know, trust me, the other general managers, in the politest possible way that we do that, you know, soon have an
peer opinion. Pressure.
Yeah, a bit, well, it is. It comes down to a bit of peer pressure, you know, in the nicest way. But, you know, on the flip side of it as well, when things have gone wrong, you know, an awful thing, you know, a few years back, the Majestic Hotel, you know, obviously it had a fire, you know, quite tragic. But it's about us pulling together very quickly, having the contacts, working well to support one another, which in turn supported the visitors of the town. So it was all, you know, about, you know, a good thing for Harrogate in you know, that came out of something that was quite bad. Destination Harrogate is purely the what we class as the leading hotels of the town. So there's 9 hotel members. So we're the hoteliers, albeit we work on behalf of and try and champion other businesses. So yes, restaurants and bars, you know, we're trying to push and promote them to be good, be great, which we do through the Harrogate Hospitality and Tourism Awards, which is our big showcase event each year. But in terms of membership itself, it's just the 9 hotels.
Can you tell us what 9 hotels they are?
I can.
Should we do it alternate?
Yes.
So tag team. We'll do it tag team style.
So Cedar Court, I can remember that one.
The Old Swan.
And the Majestic Hotel.
And the Holiday Inn Hotel.
And the Crown.
And the Yorkshire.
And the Hotel Divan.
And Reading Park.
And the Studley.
First time round, 9. Yeah. Well,
Mexican
done.
Wave, yeah. That's pretty good for the vice chairman and the chairman to be able to remember their
just
members,
to do,
really, isn't it?
Not have
9
well,
hotels.
You can confirm, Beth, we haven't got a list out in
no
front
truth.
Of us.
So but
no trickery.
A full list can be found on our website, www.destinationharrogate.co.uk.
And on to the awards that you just talked about. What are they?
So we created in 2009. The Harrogate, or we launched it into the first event was 2009, the Harrogate Hospitality and Tourism Awards, and it's gone from strength to strength. It champions everything about hospitality and tourism, which we believe really is the backbone of the economy in Harrogate. You know, we're not really bothered about whether somebody works in a hotel, a restaurant, a bar, whether they're a taxi driver. You know, even the postman who, you know, just if somebody's walking down the street, the traffic wardens even, they get, you know, a hard time. But if they're actually friendly and welcoming and actually, you know, nice to people and people go away from Harrogate and remember that as a visitor, then as far as I'm concerned, they play a part in tourism in this town. You know, there's the parks and gardens teams, the street cleaners who make, you know, Harrogate as tidy and clean and, you know, wonderfully presentable as it is.
You do a very good job. It's
what
lovely.
They do, it's just...
And the parks and gardens are one of our winners.
They are, and the street cleaning team won in right at the very first event, 2009.
Right.
They were. I mean, they got a standing ovation and I thought it was fantastic. And we basically, you know, ask people to find and vote for the best of the best. Tell us why they deserve an award. Mm-hmm. And each year we put on a big showcase event where all those nominees, all the people that got voted for, shortlisted by the judges, get to come along to the Royal Hall in June. This year it's on the 20th of June. And we have the most amazing of parties. And it really is spectacular, and you're going to have to be there this year, Matthew. And you just talk to your colleagues about it because they've been
it's
going
a hard
for
job,
years.
Isn't it?
Straight FM come along every year.
And so you're at nomination stage
well,
now.
Well, the exciting thing is that this very evening, our nominations close.
Yeah.
Is the last shout, really.
Yeah. So obviously it's the 31st of March tonight.
Okay.
It's Thursday the 31st.
Any time? Midnight?
We're
flexible.
We're happy to say tonight, you know, if any votes come in overnight, in the morning, whatever, we're not going to be saying, oh, you know, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, you missed the deadline, sorry. But yeah, literally, we're in the final 24 hours. The judges don't actually get together for about another, I'm looking at David, a week, 10 days or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not going to penalise anybody for a last-minute vote coming in or nomination coming in.
And I presume, is there a website that people can go to find out all the different categories?
It's the same website, so www.destinationharrogate.co.uk. Shall we give you a whiz through of the categories?
Oh, please
Would that be
do.
Helpful?
Yeah, please
yeah,
do.
Should we do it tag team style
again?
Shall. I
like
it.
I shall go with waiter or waiter of the year. Waiter or waitress.
Waitress or waiter, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Or another waiter. Kindly sponsored by Harrogate Spring Water.
And then then we've got Bar Person of the Year, who is sponsored by Matthew Clark.
And Chef of the Year, this one's really hotly contested every year, and that's kindly sponsored by Sykes House Farm.
Mm-hmm. Team of the Year, which has been ever so popular. I think everyone's got into this sort of team spirit, and that's sponsored by Platinum Print.
And then the Harrogate Chamber there again, sponsoring the Harrogate Ambassador. So this one doesn't get shortlisted. This is just one of those that gets announced on the night.
And then we like to celebrate people who bring new business and new people who arrive new into a business or new starters in the Newcomer of the Year Award, which is sponsored by Harrogate College.
Yeah, and Bidfest Food Service kindly sponsoring this year the Unsung Hero. So that is really somebody who can be behind the scenes, maybe don't see every day. People like,
we're pointing at you, somebody who works really hard behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to nominate me.
Or newcomer, of course, you could be either.
I could be ambassador.
You could be all of them. Are you a chef as well? Can you cook?
Well, I can, yeah. Mean stew, bit of fish finger sandwich,
bar
I could do that. Bob, yeah, I can pour a glass of wine really, really well.
There you go.
Could enter many categories tonight.
I could.
Vote Beth Parsons.
Thanks.
With a P.
Yeah.
As in Andy.
Okay, and then Best Achievement of the Year, sorry. And that's sponsored by Blue Line Taxis.
And our last one is Outstanding Customer Service, which I guess needs no introduction. It is all about those who absolutely are at the front of the game. And that's kindly sponsored by Leeds Bradford International Airport.
Okay, well, there's plenty of choices and plenty of opportunities for people to find those people out in Harrogate who do an amazing job every single day and need a bit of that recognition, okay?
Absolutely.
DestinationHarrogate.co.uk and the nominations close tonight, so they need to get on it.
Yes, overnight, so share the love, you know, make the effort, go online, it's really quick and easy, and we just want to know really why. It's not about just saying Beth is great and, you know, leaving it at that. We need to know why. If you've been anywhere, had great service in the hospitality or tourism industry, please vote tonight, last chance. 24 hours to go.
David and Simon, thank you very, very much for coming in. Thanks for being part of the Food and Drink Show.
Thank you.
Oh, what a pair they are. David and Simon, the organisers of the Harrogate Hospitality and Tourism Awards. Really excited to be back at that night. For 2016, it's Will Smith. It's the Yorkshire Food and Drink Podcast. Hello, thank you for clicking download. This is brought to you from Stray FM, and there's loads of other specialist shows online as well. Just where you found this one, have a look. There's so much to listen to and so much information on our website. So many podcasts to download. StrayFM.com. Click on specialist shows. I keep meaning to visit Bodega Restaurant in Harrogate. Loads of people telling me how good it is. There's 15 different types of meat. There's happy hours. There's so much going on down there. So we decided to send Beth Parsons to find out more for us.
Bodega Brazilian Steakhouse on StrayFM's Food and Drink Show.
So tonight on the Food and Drink Show, we are taking a bit of a Brazilian twist. I have Micheline here. Hello, Micheline.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Are you?
Good, good. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys.
And you have come from Bodega Brazilian Steakhouse, which is on Prince's Square. It's an unusual restaurant, isn't it? The way that it works and the way that people go in and they have this huge array of different Brazilian meats. How would you describe what on earth Bodega Brazilian Steakhouse is?
Bodega, it's a really cool place. You know, it's something new to Harrogate. For somebody who's never been to a Brazilian steakhouse, we got 15 different cuts of meat for dinner.
Wow.
That you can, you know, try all of them and you can eat as much as you want. We got the buffet bar that you can have hot sides, you can have salads, you know, there's lots of different foods that you can try and you can eat as much as you want. So it's a new concept to Harrogate.
And so if you've got 15 different cuts of meat, is that served? Like, do you say what you want? Does it come to you?
No,
what?
It comes to you. So our chef will bring the meat to your table and we'll carve on the table for you.
Wow.
So when you get to Bodega, you help yourself with the salad bar. You can eat, you know, as many as you want. And then when you sit down, you got like a traffic light system that you use to tell them that you want some meat. And they'll bring the meat to you. They'll cover the table for you. And you can ask them to bring that meat again for you if you like, as many times as you want. And they will bring all of the meats that we got. So you can try all of them.
Okay, it sounds amazing. So when it comes to choosing the meat, you have 15 different types of meat. I've got a copy of your menu in front of me. You've got loads and loads of beef, rump tail, sirloin, ribeye, rump steak, cap of rump, and the cap of rump with garlic as well. Then you've got your leg of lamb, and you've got your gammon. You've got a couple of different pork ones, pork tenderloin, pork bruschetta, and pork ribs as well. Sausages. You've got some chicken thighs, some chicken breast, and you've got a couple more chickens as well. There's absolutely loads for people to go on.
Yeah, you've got a chicken heart, which is right, really unusual.
Oh.
People like to try.
Is that literally a chicken heart?
Yes, it is a chicken heart.
How big is a chicken heart?
It's really small. It's really small.
Like a ping pong ball?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Wow.
And I have lots of clients that love them, and they come just, you know, to eat steak and chicken hearts.
Wow, there we are. Now, most people will come along and will do that. Is that what they go for? The 15 different meats and the salads and the sort of all you can eat kind of option. But another option that you have got at the minute is a lunchtime, a bit of a deal. So do you want to tell us about what the lunchtime, the weekday lunchtime offer is?
Right, the deal on the lunchtime, we got the 8 quarts of meat. There you can pay $15.95 through the week. You got 8 quarts of meat and all the buffet. But we got a new deal now that is $9.95. Oh, and you get to choose 2 meats from 5 meats in our new menu, 2 sides, 2 hot sides, and a salad. And all that for $9.95.
That is really good. And I suppose you could have a bit of a working lunch if you've got a meeting or something, and have the load of you go round, have your lunch, and £10 a head. That's brilliant.
Exactly.
Really, really
and
good.
And with, you know, really quick lunch when you don't have time to wait, you know, for somebody to cook that food. It's like really easy, and, you know, that we can cook like in 5 minutes your meat and, you know.
Such a more interesting lunch to have midweek. You know, normally people might grab a sandwich, but why when you could go and have something
much
like
healthier
this
as well?
Yeah.
Much healthier. You know, you have in your meat, you have in your carbs, you got two hot sides to choose from, and you got nice salad, so much healthier meat as well, you know.
And another deal you've got going on as well is with your happy hour. Do you want to tell us about that?
You got the
happy 2 hours, actually, isn't it?
Yes, it's happy 2 hours. So after work, you're stressed, you know, want to go for the drink. We got a really nice cocktail bar. So we got the happy hours. You can come and eat for $18.95 all the 15 quarts of meat that we have for dinner time. And you get a caipirinha with that. For $18.95.
I was trying to say this, isn't it? I have always said caprina, and there's an extra syllable in there. You say it.
Yeah, it's caipirinha.
Caipirinha. And what's in that?
The caipirinha is cachaça, which is a Brazilian spirit, really strong. You got sugar, lemon, a bit of gum, and that's it.
Oh.
We do different flavours as well. So you got the strawberry one, you got the coconut, you got passion fruit, mango. So it's different ones that you can choose from.
Definitely does sound like a happy 2 hours to me. So that's on every single, Monday to Friday, 4 until 6. And not only do you get all that food to choose from, you get a cocktail as well. So
yes, you
brilliant.
Get a caipirinha.
Okay. Well, Micheline, it sounds like everybody should be heading to Bodega. We could give it a try. It's on Prince's Square, so it's right in the centre of Harrogate. Plenty of parking all over, and it would be absolutely fantastic to bob down there, whether it's for your lunchtime menu or for your happy hour.
Well, fantastic. I hope I see you guys over there.
Bodega Brazilian Steakhouse on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Right, that's it. I'm sold. I'm there. Bodega. I'm there in Harrogate. Oh, I'm feeling hungry just from listening to that. It's the Yorkshire Food and Drink Podcast brought to you by Stray FM. Will Smith here, and we always end the show with our drink of the week. Thank you so much for listening, and here's this week's drink of the week.
Stray FM's drink of the week with Spirit of Harrogate, the home of Slingsby Gin.
This week we've got a nice fiery number for you out there. It's a gin mule. It's a nice twist on the classic Moscow mule, but with gin. It's a full 50ml measure of Slingsby gin in there as well, so it's nice and strong for you. First we're going to take a whole lime, cut it into segments, round about 8. Muddle that in the bottom of your glass. Maybe a touch of sugar if you want it to be a bit sweeter. I don't like it that way, I like it nice and tart. Then you put in your 50ml measure of gin, a bit of ice, give it a little bit of a stir. Add a little bit more ice, put a little bit of ginger beer in there, the fierier the better. Stir it again and then top it with ginger beer. You don't need to garnish this one, it should have a lovely sherbety flavour and a nice fiery kick. Get you really going and give a great start to the day or the weekend.
Drink of the week on Stray FM with Spirit of Harrogate. Book your gin tasting event now.